Would Saul have become Paul without Barnabas? Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 17th. Today we'll be looking at the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 25. It reads like this. Then he, Barnabas, went to Tarsus to search for Saul. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard about the great number of Gentiles coming to the Lord at Antioch, they sent their trusted representative, Barnabas, to the city. His real name was Joseph, but he had been nicknamed Barnabas by the apostles, which according to the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 36, meant son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi, and he grew up on the island of Cyprus. He once sold a field and gave all the proceeds to the apostles for distribution to the poor. You can find that in Acts 4:37. When Barnabas went to Antioch, he saw how the Lord was moving there. He was overjoyed. He immediately decided to take the four-day journey to Tarsus to look for Saul. Why? The Bible doesn't answer the question. Perhaps it was because Barnabas saw something in Saul that he didn't yet see in himself, or perhaps it was because he had heard Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, describe the word that Ananias had first spoken over Paul. For the Lord had told Ananias, "Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel." You can find that in Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Certainly, the first great gospel movement among the Gentiles began at Antioch. Regardless of the reason, Barnabas went to get Saul when he saw the great need for disciple makers in Antioch. And the two of them worked together in Antioch for a full year. It was Barnabas who introduced Saul to the apostles when they first refused to see him. And it was Barnabas that went to find Saul when his help was needed at Antioch. Would Saul ever have changed his name to Paul? Would Saul ever have become Paul without Barnabas? Do you have a Barnabas in your life? A son of encouragement? Someone who encourages you to get out of your comfort zone and pursue God's calling? Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for the people like Barnabas that you put in our lives, for they represent you and your spirit of encouragement. Help us to be like Barnabas to those who need encouragement. Your spirit is our constant comfort and encouragement. Fill us afresh today with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.